Jesus says, foxes have their holes, and every bird that flies in the air have their nests. Only humans are homeless. Only humans have no place to put their heads. This is the human's agony and can be the ecstasy if they find a way back home. Everybody is looking for home. What does home stand for? A place where you can rest, relax, feel warm, let go. Ordinary people think about their houses, no? That is their home. That is a very shallow home. Very false home, false security. And then they go on, my country, my ideas, my families, my language, my religion. This is just very poor substitutes for home. And that's how the humans have become. They have only false things. They have forgotten about the real. And only the real is satisfying. But to find your home is not so easy. It's an arduous journey. And you have to leave your ideas, your arrogance, your projections. You have to really be ready. That you can't do if you haven't seen through the dreams, if you haven't realized that all this is false. If you still live in just what the society thinks, in the mass hypnosis, in your shallow mind, in your shallow ego mind, then you will think you will be satisfied with a better house, with a better job, with a better image, with better clothes, with a better hairstyle. Whatever it is, very shallow. But this is just makeup on you. You have to find the real, what is underneath. And that is almost impossible, because everybody lives in the false. They have accepted the false as the real. So this is what Jesus is saying. Every fox have a hole. Every bird in the air have their nest. Only humans are homeless. And more than ever now, because nothing is sacred anymore. Nothing is holy. We have forgotten that which is sacred. That which is holy. That which is peaceful. That which is truthful. So much so that even if you are by chance stumbling across truth, you will even then start projecting. you will even start then protecting yourself and your own ideas. Very few people are ready to go the journey. Very few people are ready to lose control. Yes, you can play, but the first test, and most people run, the first test, and most people run. Even here, it is like that. It's always been like that. Mira says, my master appeared with a flame among people with candles, smiling, laughing, willing to share his gift. But to be able to light that candle that the masters are coming with, you have to be ready to come closer. How can you light the candle? Yes, you have a candle. But what is the point of a candle if there's no light on it? Here, even some people are going away from the flame, taking the unlit candle and go away. This is the tricks of the mind. And be sure that the mind has many reasons to escape. Beloved Swaha, it was so infinitely good to feel you, to see you the other day. You asked, how is it going with Sujan? It has been tough to finish my relationship with the work in Oslo, mostly because of my economy, which is still very difficult, even though I have stopped and people are still owing money. Occasionally I ask myself, what have I done? When I think about it, it is totally irresponsible and crazy to say no to a job I enjoy and which is giving me enough income to pay down more of my debts. It is very dangerous to think sometimes. Very dangerous. Most of the time, in my experience, thinking leads you into big problems. Big problems. And the thinking will come up with all kinds of reasons. It's totally normal, Sujan. No, you have followed your heart, you have followed your soul, you have followed your intuition. But it's not that easy. The mind will give a fight. Be prepared. But the only way to see the ways of the mind and your habit and your conditions is to do something totally new. If you are ready, then you understand it, then you can get the courage. If you are too knowledgeable, too intellectual, too stuck, then you will never do it. you will always play it safe and you will never take chances. It is totally irresponsible and crazy to say no to a job I enjoy and which is giving me enough money to pay down more of my debts. But I can only think deeper inside, I know that I'm doing something right. I have left the old, left something that kept me stuck in old patterns. I am letting go. And now I'm coming home to myself with you. My choices are also hard to accept for my mother and my brothers and the family who cares for me and worry a lot about my economy. It has become more difficult to be with them because of this. And at the same time, I feel they want the best for me, but is mixed with their projections and expectations. In a way, it is double painful for me. I feel the split. I feel their love. And I also feel their lack of insight into something bigger. That's what I'm saying, Sujan. You will never see it clearly before you do it. This is exactly how it is. Of course they love. All the family, they love. They love their children, they love the parents, no matter what. Huh? Maybe the whole life they cannot fight, but then it really comes down to it. It's always love. It has to be. Beyond all the trips. Even with the master, people can manage to have some trips. They forget that it's love. They have got lost in their minds, in their ideas, in their concepts. Then they forget what it's really about. The ego wants to fight with everything. It's a loner, it's a fighter. And that's how everybody is trained. And when you see it, that they worry, yes. And this worried is just out of unconsciousness. Because the more conscious you are, the less you worry. What is there to worry about? There's nothing in this universe to worry about. It's all part of the mind. It's all part of the ego that is separated, that has to survive. You didn't do anything to come here, and one day you will go. Why worry? Yes, be intelligent, do the best out of it. But this is, the more unconscious people are, they are worried. And they don't have enough to worry about themselves, because they are so unconscious that they are not even in touch with themselves. They have to worry about you. Many people, they worry the whole life about you. The parents worried about the children. That's how it's been always going on. Why? Because they are unconscious. This is clear because they have never taken that chance that you are doing to drop a well-paid job and your image and the whole thing. That is mind-boggling. And when people don't have the experience, they can't follow you. They can only then think from there what they have gone through. I feel their love and I also feel their lack of insight into something bigger. Yeah, and that something bigger will always challenge you to go higher. If people only know about the lower love, they can't follow you when you go higher because that's not the idea about love. Even though from a higher stage, you know, only if you manage to break through your limitations of what love is, can you really feel a higher love. That is impossible if it's not an intimacy. is almost impossible anywhere except a place like satsang. And then I understand more of how it must be for you. And I become more and more aware of my sleepy situation. Aware of that I'm really sleepy. That real wakefulness is something I've just barely touched. I experience it as being a piece of paper in a flat world, when it actually is wonderful, spacious and beautiful, still seeing so much beauty in this flat world. Thank you, beloved, for existing. I thank existence for bringing me closer to your infinite love. Don't worry about if you're still a bit sleepy. If you have love, that will show you the way. If there is no love, there is no hope. But it is a good, you say, in my flat world, I don't understand how fortunate I am. But I know I love you, you're Sujan. No, you don't know how fortunate you are. And I sometimes say that to people close to me. You don't know really what is happening, how fortunate you are. And it's very easy to miss the opportunity also. Very easy. Because of your sleepiness. Because of being so identified to your own thinking process. And a whole different world is waiting, just on the other side of the curtain. But the program is so imprinted with ideas and fears and judgments and protections. That is almost impossible to break through. Only love makes it easier. It's always been two parts. Either you have to find out and philosophize and meditate and investigate and use your intellect, which you can almost go crazy about because it's so used from before. That is the yogi style. The one alone, or through love. And the love is much more easy. It might seem very irresponsible. Love has always been very irresponsible. And most of the time the parents very, very seldom accept the one that you are in love with. It's very irresponsible. What a fool you have fallen in love with. He's good for nothing. That is how love is. It doesn't belong in reason. As long as you function in reason, you can't enter into that which is more mysterious. So be very aware of all your reasons. And the reasons will stop you from everything, because you will have very good reasons. And if you're very stubborn, you can even make yourself sick with reasons. Physically sick, emotionally sick. You will always manage to hold yourself back, to take yourself serious, to protect your own identity. So I can understand, Sujan, you're going through. I can totally understand. Because even this I can, you say, occasionally these days I ask myself, what have I done? Yes, I also ask myself, what have Sujan done? It is an art. It is an art to live in the material world and to follow your heart. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. No, you have realized that you really don't want to get stuck in that. But you also have to use your intellect. So maybe you have to digest it a bit. No, you have seen you can do it. I'm never saying that it doesn't matter what you do, it is the identification that matters. Sometimes we have to break it down to see that you are free from it. You don't know before you have tried it. But when you have done it, then you see maybe it's not so intelligent. I need money. Life is not easy because you need money. Everybody needs money, especially in this country where it's so fucking cold. If we had just been beach bums in Goa or in Brazil, more easy. But here, so it is a balance how to do it, to make yourself, but your intelligence will say that. You know, this is always like this when you start breaking free. And your mind will come with all the, what are you doing? And sometimes you have to do things you don't like so much. But you say you even like it. You are lucky. So you have a very good job that you like, you get good money, and you still, why? No, this master is crazy. He will always challenge you this way or that. I understand, but you know, the freedom is just to do what you want, but maybe you have to also have money. So let it digest, Suzanne. It's no easy way around it. Everybody has something to do. It's okay to just let go of everything if you really have enough. Or make it easier. But you see how many good things are coming up with this. Some conflicts and ideas and some family things and mothers and fathers and brothers, and everybody have their thing to say. Because everybody is so intelligent. Everybody knows so much. And when you are confused, you can listening to any idiot. That's what people do. Even people who are in touch with me listen to other fools, giving them advice, what is really happening. But remember, that is just band-aids. You have to go deeper. So all this is good because it brings things up for everybody. And it gives you more strength that you have your own legs to stand on. And you is your life. And they love you, you love them, so what? But don't let anybody direct your life or what you should do. That can only come from consciousness, from love. And very few people have that. And that's why they end up in these situations that they do. Just with the house and safe and a job, then everything is fine. And the whole life goes. And that's how they think things should be. I'm definitely not against to have a comfortable house, but don't be identified with it. Because it will go. Everything will go. Then it becomes not so serious. But I'm happy you're doing it, Sir John. It's good to have a change. And your mother, she knows me, so just tell her that I'm in good hands, Mama. No problem. Then maybe she will remember something also. No? But this is typical what will come up, because like you say, everything, everybody outside and your own mind will say you are irresponsible. No? And isn't that strange when you are responsible, when you're listening to your heart, to your soul, to your true intelligence beyond your intellect, then, even then, you get guilt that you are irresponsible. That's how deep the imprint is. So it's very difficult to get free. If you're no, if nobody is telling you how it really is, it's almost impossible. It will always be a fight between that mental knowledge, which is from the society, from the ego, what is right and what is wrong. Because they don't know anything about the sacred, they don't know anything about the heart, they don't know anything about freedom. So then anything like that looks like it's irresponsible. It's very strange, but this is how it is. It's very irresponsible to be free. And very irresponsible to be enlightened also, it must be. Because then you don't care about anything they're talking about. Nada. They can just blabber and project for eternity. And you can say, okay, that's what I understand. Because you do understand. Like you understand your parents and their worries. That's how it is. The higher you go, you always understand because you have been there. You have been in that place, so you understand. But you don't understand that it's beyond you because you haven't been there yet. You haven't lived there. You haven't experienced that. And without that trust, without that link to somebody who is higher, you will never manage to go higher. You will run the show. That's why again and again all the masters have said, love is the longing, is the love, is the connection, is the guru. Because then you have something that is higher. That in spite of everything, and up to now, it has been the family who has been ruling you. It has been the society that is ruling you. And if you don't have anything that is beyond the family and the society that belongs in freedom itself, you will never get free. But the habit of the mind is so much that even that you resist. And especially sometimes when people, seekers, disciples come closer to the fire, then they run away. It's very strange. But that's the way it is. Ah, yeah. But you are here, no worry. And just be irresponsible as long as you... I can deal with your heart, you are fine. Yeah.
la 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 la.
You like Jesus, no, Sujan? Yeah? Good old Jesus, no? He says, enter the kingdom, become a child. Become a child, enter the kingdom. Huh? Enter the kingdom, become a child. Become a child, enter the kingdom. You have to become a child. Hmm? But that is not easy, because we are so grown up. We have so many ideas of how we should be. And if just by some strange happening, we become just a little bit like a child, then there is all the people saying, you are irresponsible now, my child. Pull yourself together. Everybody has forgotten what the wise people say. It's very simple. The masters always talk in a very easy, down-to-earth language. Anybody can understand. And if you don't understand, it means that you have too much words inside your head. And out of protection, you can ask other people with many words to tell you what is happening to you. So you get more confused instead of getting a plain answer, like enter the kingdom, become a child, enter the kingdom. Very, very easy, but not easy. That is the challenge, how to be a child and live in this world. That is the challenge, that's what I meant. It's not easy to follow the heart and to take care of the material. You have to have a balance. You have to be strong in spirit. Then you can do it. You don't get identified. That is the difference. People get identified with who they are, with what they do, with what they believe in, with their ideas. They get stuck. Then they have forgotten that childlike innocence, that spontaneity that is always ready for adventure. That is totally forgotten. So it's never been easy. But either way, you have to become a child. Innocent. Trusting. Open, receptive. Arun, I got such a nice letter from you. Finally, no? You dared to, no? And how did that feel?
Very good.
I've been waiting for you, you know that. You say you don't really know what you're going to write. But it's important for you to find back to what you like. That is very important. And all these things are very important. It's coming up very clearly for you. You know it's time, it seems like, and that's why I'm talking to you now. You have to act on it. Because now you see just simple things like finding back to what I really like. Most people have totally forgotten what they really like. What is it you really want to do? What is it that is nourishing you? You have so many ideas and voices that is telling you what to do, what to behave, what even to like. So you have to find the simple things, and you have that side. And it's something that I always come back to, that is nature. The simplicity in nature. I can really relate to that. And nature have always pulled the seekers, the meditators, those who want to come back to themselves, the children. Why? Because nature is like it always has been. I remember when I came to India, one of the first time, it was before I had met Osho, and I lived in the jungle in Goa on the beach. And I was a total stranger first, because it was the animals who lived there. You have the snakes, you have the scorpions, you had all the ants, you had all these people of the night. And you had to go through so many things. Very, very, that has always been in humans. Fear of the darkness, fear of the poisonous creatures. All these things was really powerful to face myself. I didn't think about it though then, but now when I look back, it was one of the best groups I've done. Groups came later. Already I had done much stronger groups, so it was not such a big deal. I had already died, in fact, by the time I went. Started a group, so no big deal. But then I realized, after a few weeks there, and what made the change was that one morning, and I just slept on a little, in the jungle, I made just like this, like 3 by 2 meters, I slept. I was digging flat up, so I was had a view just out from the hill, under the starry night. And one morning I woke up, I had a squirrel sitting there. He had always been around, just, what are you doing here, what are you doing here? Very suspicious. And one morning I woke up, he was sitting here. Like my friend, you know. Okay, well, what are you going to do today? And that changed everything. That morning changed everything, because then I was accepted. I could really feel it. Now we live here together. But it took many weeks. And then, slowly, slowly, for months I lived like that. And then I realized, I even wrote home to my parents. I said, exactly what we are talking about here, that you say you're always longing to come back to nature, to the simple things. And then I wrote to them this, that nature has been like it always has. So when you come back, no matter how polluted you are by civilization, slowly, slowly, you will become natural again. And that's what nature did to me then. I became natural again, down to the basics. Very healing. And most probably I would still be there if I hadn't met my master. Because he showed me much more than that could do. He had the peace and also the wisdom. You know, the nature can show you that can't take you there. You say sometimes you have to feel that you should write to me, but this process is getting stuck. You also feel that maybe there is this, that you have to do something. And at the same time, that you are not worthy to be sitting by my feet. This is how it is. But there is nothing to do. You are supposed to just sit there and you're not supposed to do anything. So just relax. Isn't that good? There's nothing needs to be done. It's just to sit there and be open. That's it. Just as exactly as you're sitting in nature and listening to the river. It's exactly the same. If you have that gift, not to do anything, just sitting and listening to birdsong, then you have the right qualification to sit in satsang. You say you have seen a long time that you are protecting yourself against me. You don't let me in. And that's how you can be sitting year after year. But no, it's enough. I wish to be open, receptive, available for you. That is very good, Arun. I know you've been sitting there, but who cares? If we are at that place now, that now is enough. But that's how the years can go by. And it's very easy. Year after year goes by. And you know it inside, but you are ready, but in the same way you are not ready. But what is very good is that you have digested that. And you have that simplicity, so it's good to see it. And you have been around me a long time. That's good because it has maturing and now you know you had enough. Otherwise, sometimes people come and they're very hot in the beginning and then they just fade out. And you are thanking me for that little push that you should be more involved. It's so easy to go back and isolate myself in my own little situation and protecting myself against both me and you. It feels a way on the surface like it's safe. But no, I want to get involved. I feel this little flame that is burning inside. I see that it's little, but at the same time it is strong. Yes. I like that. And I have the right gasoline to put on there. As long there is a flame, then it's no problem. Because then you can get it to grow very easily. And I very seldom push anybody. Just very gentle sometimes, I just nudge them, just excuse me, boof. You know? Because I know how protective you are for your little space. But at the same time, I know that you are longing to grow, to expand, to be free. So it's this balance. And that little nudge was just like that. Remember, it is time now. Enough is enough. And it worked. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes I give people a huge opportunity and then they shut down, they get hurt, their ego gets hurt. They forget that I don't want anything from you. I'm here to help you. What can you give me? It's totally ridiculous. It's embarrassing, in fact, to see that again and again, and even people, mature people. But this is how strong, again and again I see how strong this conditioning is to separate yourself, to be in control. So this little nudge, it happened and it helped. And as soon as you take a step, that's, you also say, you have felt this power growing. As soon as you become available to life, then this power will start growing. No matter what situation you are in. It's just the feeling that you are available to grow. You're saying yes. You don't want to protect yourself. You want to open, you want to expand. And then that will grow by itself. Thank you for all the patience you have with me. With love and humbleness, Arun. Don't you have with your children? Even if they are slow, even if they're doing stupid things, even if they go astray, you still have hope, no? You still love them. Sometimes it can be just a little thing and they're back. I will read you a little thing from Osho. Somebody asked Osho, when you speak of the beautiful qualities of a disciple and the deep intimacy between him and the master, when you tell us of the guts and courage of the disciple as he faces the abyss, when you describe the ecstatic transformation which happens to the true disciple who just waits patiently and silently, I despair. When you talk of this spiritual fever, all I get is a cold. Osho, are you sure you chose me? Yes, Yatri, I'm absolutely sure I have chosen you, but you are still hesitating. You have not chosen me yet. Not that you don't want to choose me. You want, and yet you are hesitating. And this is what I have seen. It's my own experience. It's not so easy to just get the name. You have to do it consciously. You have been standing for all these years on the threshold in a kind of constant hesitation. Your hesitation is chronic, and you know you cannot go back. You cannot go back. That is impossible. But you are not going forward either. Hence this despair. And here also you have some people in that despair now. They can't go back, but they are not consciously going forward. And then it gets friction. Because you get in between these two. You can't go back and you're not going forward. When you talk about trust, when I talk about trust, love, patience of the disciple, I am talking about you as much as anybody else. And you have the potential, but you are completely oblivious of your potential. You can grow into a huge tree of love and trust, but you are so hesitant that you won't allow your seed to drop into the soil and disappear. And your hesitation is nothing special. So many intelligent persons are hesitant. It's part of their intelligence. The mind wants to take everything into account before it takes a step. That's why it happens sometimes. Fools prove more courageous than the so-called intelligent. And it happens sometimes that fools reach faster than the so-called intelligent ones. Fools act and the intelligent person simply contemplates. He never acts. That's my master. And if contemplation becomes your chronic habit, then you are caught into it. And that's sometimes I see people are getting into one technique of contemplation or investigation or inquiry. And they go on and on and on and on and on and on, like a gramophone record. But it goes round and round. It might happen a lot all the time, but you just go round and round and round and round. You need a push, or even better, a good kick, or a good punch. Whatever it takes to get you off that gramophone record. But if it happens and you are not aware, then you scream and you climb back. And you complained even that the master is trying to hurt me. This is the dilemma. It's so ridiculous, but so real. You are an intelligent person, Yatri. That is your problem. That can become your great joy too. If you take the jump, it is difficult for the intelligent person to take the jump. But if he takes it, then naturally his flowering is far greater than the flowering of the unintelligent person. His experience is multidimensional. And it's not only that his experience is a great celebration to him, he is also capable of sharing it with others. He can communicate it with others. The unintelligent may reach, but will not be available to share. He will be able to know, but not be able to show. So with the intelligent, there is a problem. The problem is how to act, because the intelligence goes on keeping him hesitant, goes on keeping him in a state of paralysis, to be or not to be, to do or not to do, and he goes on thinking about pros and cons, and there is no end to it. This is his problem. But if he takes the jump, then there is a great beauty in his jump. He will know, and he will be able to express his too. He will be able to spread it too. And there is a kind of bliss when you spread, when you share, when you start overflowing. You ask me, Osho, are you sure you choose me? I have chosen you, otherwise you wouldn't have been here. Even though I have chosen you, you are only half here. Not even that. Left to yourself, you would not be in here at all. You are here because of me, but you have to choose me. It is some things that is happening when you first come to a mystic. It's almost like the honeymoon. Then you get a deep insight, or a joy, or a silence, or a bliss attack. Something hits you. But that is just a taste. No, you have to do it consciously. That is what it is to become a true disciple. You have to know work till you have that conscious that you are choosing this consciously. In the beginning, you are not conscious. You have no idea what you're getting into. You are here in a reluctant way, as if always ready to escape, if always ready to find an excuse to escape. And remember, the mind will always find excuses. You will always find excuses, you will always find reasons to escape. This is a wasting the opportunity. This is wasting something immensely valuable. The time that is wasted will not come back to you again. Gather courage. And I tell you, you have nothing to lose. Gather courage. You have all to gain and nothing to lose. And the mystic sees that. The master sees that. You have nothing to lose. The only thing you can lose is your misery. And still you are protecting it. The only thing you can lose is your ideas, your ego, your arrogance. But still you are protecting it. And you have so good reasons to protect it. This is the fight that goes between the master and the disciple. It's very, very strange. Even then, people are so much afraid. Even then, you have all to gain and nothing to lose. Even then, they go on thinking if it's worth to take the risk, if this is the right master. And they never think they have nothing to lose. So why be afraid? What's the risk? Risk. Risk in remaining hesitant, because one day I'm here, one day I'm not be here. Who knows about tomorrow? When I'm gone, then you will repent. Then it will be pointless. It will be too late. I have chosen you, and I have chosen you because I know your potential. But that is just the potential. No, you also have to come forth. Just the other night, I gave sannyas to a beautiful woman, Avoda. She said she had not come here to take sannyas. She must have been just a tourist, no? Sightseeing. But then she felt something. She got swept away. She had not even thought about it. It just came out of the blue. I told her I had chosen her. It is not her choice. She had come here almost like driftwood. Her coming was accidental. She had come without knowing what was going to happen, what was happening here. Out of curiosity, intellectual interest. She is a therapist, must have become curious because there's so much happening here. She had come to see. And the therapist can be very tricky because they think they know. Not only they know like an ordinary ego from the world, from society, but some spiritual knowledge. Or they know more, they are some way special. So this can be a problem. She had only come to see, she had come to be a spectator, a watcher. She had not come to become committed, to be involved. But it has happened. And only when you become committed, involved, only then you become one of the soup. Otherwise, you will always sit on the fence. I have chosen her. She has great potential. She has great potential to open up, to bloom. No, my work is done from my side. And this is what the master, he can make himself available. No, I'm here. I'm available. Are you? It has to be a two-side thing. Otherwise, you won't learn to walk. No, this woman, she can become also a yatri. She is very intelligent. She can start hesitating. That will be wasting time. She can take the jump, and I hope she will take it. This has been my experience, that women are more courageous than men. Because they know how to love. They know how to sacrifice all for love. The love has a totality in it. Man's love remains just a fragment of his life. Yes, an important life, but only a part. One part among many other things. But for the woman, it is her whole life, her whole heart. Her whole being. That is why the woman from nature's side is closer to the heart, because they live much closer to love. Love means everything. That is the two parts, meditation and love. Meditation goes through the intellect. Love goes through the heart. And the heart is receptive. So that's why Osho said, this has been my experience, that women are more courageous than men because they know how to love. And in love, you do crazy things. You don't care about what the family or what the society or what your religion say. You follow love. That's why all the mystics has been for love. They That is why I again and again come, if there is no love, nothing can happen. Because then you can go beyond reason very quickly. Without love, you will just think. In love, you have already done it. It is not just accidental that many women became enlightened around Buddha, more than the men. Many more women became enlightened with Mahavira than men. But you will be surprised, their names are not known. All the great masters seem to be men. Very rarely, once, few and far between, you will find Arabia, Mira, Lala, Sahaju, very, very rarely. Why has this happened? Because the capacity of the woman is to receive. Women have been the greatest disciples ever. That comes naturally to them, to receive. They are wombs, receptivity. They can absorb, they can drink the master as totally as possible. They become great disciples. But to become a master is difficult for them, because to be a master you have to do just the reverse. You have to start giving. That comes easier to a man. Receiving is very difficult for a man. Giving is not difficult, it is easier. That's how biologically, psychologically he's made. That's why when I talk about the coconuts, that is that shell that is not receptive. Because the man, he already wants to be a master, he doesn't want to be a disciple. But you have to become a disciple to become a master, that's how it is. You have to first melt that arrogance, that hardness, that protection. You have to be available, otherwise you can't flower. You can't have only plastic flower, it doesn't has any fragrance. That's how the man is, he has all the intellectual thing, but it's not flowers. First you have to break down, but that breaking down is very, very hard for the ego. That breaking down happens effortlessly in love, because you disappear. In the heart there is no separation as such. In the mind there is separation. My ideas, your ideas. But as soon as you connect in the heart, there is no more separation. What beats in my heart beats in your heart. But what goes in my head doesn't necessarily go around in your head. So that's why the women are greater disciples, says Osho, in this respect. But remember, as soon as you go beyond your idea of man and woman and just becoming a human, then men and women have the same qualities. But you have to go beyond your idea of who you are. And that's what the master is trying to show you. You can't hold on to your ideas what and who you are. You have to be more in the flow. So I don't feel that Avoda will miss like Yatri. Yatri also needs not to miss anymore. Enough is enough. Take the jump. You can take it. Everybody can take it. But it's very easy to miss. And it's very easy to miss the opportunity, even when you have the opportunity. Because these things is happening around every mystic. And what is very strange is that sometimes people write to me many things, but when they really go through something and they need clarity in their life, then they don't say anything. Why is it like this? Because it's something in you that really doesn't want to see. You really doesn't want to see when it comes down to it. Then you rather escape. Because I am available, but are you available? It's very easy to miss. And all the masters, I remember Osho always saying, I'm just like you. That was very difficult for me to accept, because he was like the king of the universe. I'm much more like you, maybe too much, that you will miss on that way. It is a balance. That you can't be too far away, because then you don't have that intimacy. You can't ask any question. Many masters has like been like that also, that you sit. But then you won't understand anything, because so much of your understanding goes through your intellect. And if you're too close, then you will take it almost for granted. Rumi says, out beyond the ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I meet you there. Om Shanti. I meet you there, be sure. And I will be so happy to see you running over that field. That's home.